Blog Talk Radio.
I'm restored and I've been rewarded. I'm redeemed from guilt and shame. Never rejected, just reconnected. Now I'm exalted because I know his name. Thank you for my storm. I'm restored. I've been rewarded. I'm redeemed from guilt and shame. Never rejected, just reconnected. Now I'm exalted because I know his name.
I like this part right here.
Restored. God bless you and good afternoon, listeners. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that is blessing to you, and to you, our listening audience. We are grateful to God for another Saturday afternoon, knowing that it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And certainly we thank God for not only his faithfulness, for his loving kindness and his tender mercy, realizing that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be on today? Certainly the enemy would have had his way, and certainly we could not share this testimony that only God can do it, that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. I am restored because of him. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Certainly you can listen. They can listen to us there. Our call-in number, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly you can call in at the appointed time. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. Again, we thank you for sharing with us on today. Shout out to our sponsors, Abyssinia, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, MPT Enterprise, Third Lounge, and Melanated Beards, and Grandma Etta's Quilting. Certainly, we encourage you to support our sponsors at the appropriate and for you, you, and for you. Certainly, if you would like to connect with Global Gospel, you can connect with us on social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I think Twitter has a new name, but we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. Please connect with us there. You can write us Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. We are looking to hear from you. Certainly, we are starting something new, our listeners list, our listeners playlist, and certainly we want you, our listening audience, to be a part of that. Certainly, I just gave you our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. And if you would be so kind to send us an email with your name, your location, and your preferred list for our Saturday afternoon, at least three songs that you would like to share. Those songs would be something that you start your day off with, something you end your day with, something that goes that you use throughout the day, the week, your motivational, inspirational gospel song, your song that you use in devotion or reflection time. Certainly, we want you to share your list with us. And so we'll be looking for that in the email, and certainly we will let you know when you are sharing your list. And today's we are sharing Marlon's list. So shout out to Marlon Townsend, Hempstead, New York, and he's given a kickoff. And certainly we want you to listen in for his list during today. Certainly we started out with Restored. That is Jay Morse. And certainly later on in this episode, you will hear Wash Me Over Again, Reverend Timothy Wright, Lord Make Me Over, Tone, I'm a Newborn Soul, Hezekiah Walker. So listen for those songs during this particular episode. Certainly, we want to shout out our listeners that are listening in around the world. Shout out to those that are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan. Thank God for you, you, and you. In the continental United States, those that are in Canada, those that are in Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, down in South America, Suriname, Brazil, and Uruguay. As we go to the continent of Africa, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, and the Ivory Coast. As we go to Europe, Portugal, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Switzerland. We thank God for you. The continent of Asia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, and Australia. We thank God for all of you listening around the world. Continue to leave us comments on our page. Certainly, we want to know that you are listening, and certainly we want to connect with you, and certainly we can all be a part of this together. For those of you that have joined in for the first time, certainly we are going to share our theme scripture with you in a few minutes. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Jones family, the Odom family, the Allen family, the Bradley family, the Wilson family, the Wiggins family, the Thompson family, the Locke family, the Bridell family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Cox family, the Williams family, the Natalie family, the Carter family, the Robinson family, the Brinson family, the Fells family. Thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. Our theme scripture today and every day and each week is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly today we are sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, letting you know that Christ was born of a virgin, that he lived, that he healed the sick, that the dead were raised back to life again, that the blind were able to see, that the crippled could walk, all because Christ came into the world. And we know that he lived, and certainly he died one day, and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And certainly he went into a borrowed grave, and certainly on the third day he rose with all power in his hand, with victory, hell, and the grave. And certainly today, because he lives, we live also. Because he lives, we have an opportunity to have life and have it more abundantly. And so today, if you're on the verge of giving up, if you've been ostracized and criticized, if you're oppressed and depressed, if you're homeless, if you're bound, if you're sick, if you're bond, or if you're free, the gospel is here today for you. It is comprehensive, and it meets every need in your life. Certainly, there is nothing too hard for God. There's nothing hid from him. There's nothing that he cannot see. There's nothing he cannot do, for he's all wise, he's all knowing, and he's all seeing. He's all powerful. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And certainly, who would not serve a God like that? And so with that being said, we are going to take a break, and certainly we are going to our next selection. And after that, we will be back to share with you further on today. Wash Me Over Again is from Marlon's list, Marlon's playlist. Wash Me Over Again, the Reverend Timothy Wright. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Just reach over and touch somebody and tell them, I want the Lord to wash me over again. Come on, clap your hands. Wash me over again. Wash me over again in your precious blood. Wash me over again. Wash me over. Say that. Come on, help me say that. Just have thy hand, come on.
Precious blood, for his blood washes white as snow. And thank you for all that may have just tuned in. Shout out as well to the Hernandez family as well. We do want to share a particular passage of scripture with you on today, and certainly I want to get to the we are going to read from the book of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And we are going to read chapter 25. And we are going to begin at verse 31. And We're going to go to verse 40. And it reads, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in person, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life. God, we thank you for this opportunity to share, to be a witness about the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. Touch, heal, deliver, save, set free, and encourage. In Jesus' name, amen. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. The topic for today, briefly, if you read the headline, it says, are you in sync? Are you in sync? And certainly that phrase has been tossed around. There is a musical group that was out a few years ago that was called NSYNC, just the letter N, probably not the full, you know, correct spelling, but it causes us to question, are you in sync today? And so many people are out of sync and out of synchronization until it has become a problem for everybody, and it has become a problem everywhere. There is something called synchronized swimming. And if any of you follow the Summer Olympics every 4 years, you'll know what synchronized swimming is. It started about the late 1800s and in Europe, and it was actually considered at one point water ballet. And certainly is swimmers that perform or swim and dive and do certain things in the water while music is playing. It is also called artistic swimming, A-R-T-I-S-T, swimming, not autistic, but artistic, because certainly it is a part of the arts. And certainly to watch them, those swimmers, is certainly an awesome sight to see. But I came across this article, and I believe it fits our topic well, are you in sync? The News Junkie Daily says, at the World Championship in Budapest, USA's Anita Alvarez sank to the bottom of the pool. She is a synchronized swimmer. And looking across the deck and noticing she was under way too long, her coach, Andrea Fuentes, immediately dove in after her, fully clothed, pulling her to safety. Anita was unconscious and didn't have the capacity to kick, paddle, or help herself in any way. Andrea would not have noticed, she would have drowned. But she knew Anita. She looked for her quickly and noticed she was under too long, then dove in without thinking twice. The article says, this has resonated with me. When you are under too long, who are the people that will look for you, notice, and dive in to pull you to the surface when you lose your strength to swim? Who are the people that would do that for you? And can someone count on you to be that person that will go looking and notice when they are under too long, diving in to support them when they are all out of fight and fuel to swim in these turbulent waters we call life? That is something to think about today. When we are in treacherous water, when we are in endangered water, when we are in troubled water, when we are in life storms, is someone looking out for us? When we are in prison, does someone come looking for us to visit us? If we are in a place all by ourselves, if we are strangers, did anybody stop to take us in, or are we the one to in the stranger? If we see someone that needs clothes, are we willing to give them clothes? If someone is sick, are we really, really willing to make that visit to the hospital, make that visit to the rehab center, make that visit to the nursing home, make that visit to the hospital or to the house, just to see what we can do for our brothers and sisters in need? Are we in sync? Are we really looking out for one another? Are we connected so much that we are willing to dive in and help our brother and our sister and our family members and our neighbors? Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Are we there for our friends? Hebrews 4 and 15 says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. It's good to know today that if someone is not in sync with us, if our brother is not in sync, if our mother, if our father, if our sister, if our aunt, our cousin, our neighbor, our best friend, if the stranger is not in sync with what is going on in our lives, it is good to know that Jesus is there, that he is touched. He's like that coach that sees us dive but does not see us surface again. To know he's that coach that knows, listen, we're out of breath, we're drowning, we're unconscious, but he is conscious for us. It's good to know Jesus today, to know that when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord, he is there. It's good to know Jesus, that he's in sync with whatever is going on in your life. He's in tune. He doesn't skip a beat. And certainly many around us can skip that beat. We'll be lost. We'll be left for dead. We'll be underwater. We'll be drowning. We'll be like a ship without a sail. But thank God for a God that is in sync, that is in tune, that he sees our every move. Certainly he hears our cry. And even if we don't let out a cry, if we're not conscious enough to let out a cry or distress call, he still knows what's going on in our life. And certainly perhaps today we might not be the person that we need to be. We might not be the person that someone else wants us to be. But certainly after the Lord is finished washing us, our prayer today is that the Lord would make us over again, just like the potter that had the clay. And certainly we know that we can be marred today in the hands of the potter. Stay tuned.
I can no longer hide. Let you down so freshly crucified, thought that I had a plan. I had it all figured out, but
Lord, make me over. Is there anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Take me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Take me over again.
Take me over again. Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you.
Monet, Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you on today. Jeremiah 18:1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel. Potter and the clay have to be in sync with each other. God and the people have to be in sync with each other. Are you in sync with the potter on today? Tone, Lord, make me over. We're looking to hear from you. Leave us a comment. Give us a shout out. Our next selection today. Next selection. I know you've been listening for it. I gave you the playlist for today. And certainly, we are going to honor that list. This one is Bishop Hezekiah Walker. That's right. I'm a newborn soul. Stay tuned.
Wait! Today I'm free. I'm a newborn soul. Certainly I'm a newborn soul because of Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Certainly marvel not. You must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Certainly we have an opportunity to be a newborn soul today because of Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. Number in studio, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we pray enjoying the Marlins playlist, and certainly we only have one more song to share on the list as we continue, as we approach the last 15 minutes of this episode. We know that our summer is coming to an end. It is August. It is the 8th month of the year. And certainly it seems like June and July went by very fast. And certainly we are all already into, well, into the first week of August. And so we want you to continue to be safe. Continue to be mindful of your surroundings, because the enemy never goes on vacation. He's always seeking whom he may devour. And he always has a trick that he has not tried. He has a trap that he has not set. And certainly we have to, the book of Revelation tells us, he that have an ear, let them hear. And certainly we have to be, have our ears open and attentive and aware of what is being said around us. We have to be attentive of what people are saying, not just in the natural sense, but in the spiritual sense. We have to have our eyes open so that we can see what is going on around us. Had this swimmers, had her coach not had her eyes open, she would not have been able to see what was going on. And then as you follow the story, also, there was another swimmer was around during this same time, and he noticed what was going on. He saw the coach dive in, and he dived in as well, and certainly they were able to administer CPR. And then they did something that was very interesting. They said what they did to her is they applied pressure to the fingernail and the nail bed. They pressed down very hard. And if you, I don't know a lot about medicine, but if I learned this, if you press down very hard on the nail bed and a person is unconscious or whatever the situation is, that sends adrenaline, much needed adrenaline, to the rest of your body. And certainly when they did that, administered that technique to her, she was revived again. And certainly we thank God for medicine. We thank God for wisdom. We thank God for God giving us physicians. The Bible says, are there no physicians for the sick? And so we know that Luke was a physician. We know that the Bible tells us that there is a balm in Gilead. And so we thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge of man that was able to shock her and send adrenaline at the correct time. And that's how God is. He knows how to shock us and to wake us up and to revive us at the correct time and put everything back in sync. And the interview said that her heart was beating normal, her pulse was normal, her breathing was normal again, because one person was in sync with the next person. Isn't that an awesome story on today? Certainly, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode. We hope that you're encouraged to be in sync, not only with man, with our fellow man, but be in sync with a God. Because God is certainly above all and certainly over us all and in us all. And certainly we want to be in sync with what God has in store for us. When he says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. I want to be in sync with my expected end. I want to be in sync with destiny. I want to be in sync with the blessings of the Lord. I want to be in sync with his healing power. I want to be in sync with his saving grace. And so I think that puts us in a good place, because we are going to conclude today with Whitney Houston, and help is on the way. And so as this young lady lie in the pool, and the balances between life and death, nobody knowing what was going on, help was on the way. And so with that being said, we encourage you to listen. If you missed any part of this episode, we encourage you to listen in to the archive on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play, or right here on Global Gospel, and certainly leave us a comment. Again, we encourage you to join our playlist and send us that email with your preferred songs of choice and your name and your location, and certainly we'll be able to share that with the worldwide audience. Again, thank you, Marlon, today for Marlon's playlist, MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend. Thank you for your playlist on today. And so we are going to pray and conclude with help is on the way. Help is on the way. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough for all of your blessings. We thank you, oh God, for the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the water that we drink. We thank you for being a shelter over our head. We thank you that you're a very present help in time of trouble. We thank you that we can call on you in the day of trouble, knowing that you will deliver us and that we can give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for it belongs to you, God. We pray today for everyone that's incarcerated, God. Help them to know that there is a way out, God. We pray for the sick today. Help them to know that you are a healer, God, that by your stripes we are here. We pray today for the afflicted, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. We pray for those that have no employment, those that have no help, those that have no joy, those that are in drowning in their own sorrow and misery, God. We pray for the suicidal that you sent their way, that they know that they can have life and have it more abundantly through you, Jesus the Christ, God. God, we ask that you continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out, God. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, that he shed his blood, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for forgiveness and remission of our sins, God. And God, if we fail to ask anything on today, please do not fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Help is on the way. Next Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whitney Houston.
The Lord has never, never failed you yet.
you.